is brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want.
Here he is, Kerry Wood.
How are we doing, guys?
Well,
really well.
Could we be doing any better? I don't think so.
At the end of tonight, we could be.
I don't think so.
Could be. Bro, are you going down there?
Now, this is funny that you should mention that. Mm-hmm. It is. I find it comical that you bring this up because the whole show is going except for me. I am not going to Wrigleyville tonight because, quite honestly, I don't want to go.
You want to avoid that kind of thing?
Right. I mean, if I could go to the game, I would go to the game. But I don't have tickets to the game. But to go into the bar scene, to go down Clark Street when they win for the first time since 2008 their division, it's going to be,
the epicenter of stupidity is what the Tribune called it.
Yes.
They said it's just like an open letter to Cubs fans, you know, please celebrate, have so much fun, but don't be idiots tonight.
It won't just be tonight. If they win tonight, they'll just roll it right into the weekend and have a nice little four-day party in Wrigleyville.
I was down there on the beginning of the summer, I think, and there after a night game, and our dear friend Ryan Cheverini from Windy City Live was playing with a band at one of the bars on Clark Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'll go in and, you know, I'll go. He texted me and said, hey, come on out. Let's party afterwards. So I go, and I had forgotten what an S show that has become on Clark Street. You know,
I'm not sure if it's intensified over years or just as you get a little bit older, it just feels a little bit different.
Yes.
It feels a little too much.
I feel like we're just getting older.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think I've gotten to the point. I can't believe, as I was talking to them tonight about that, or right now about this, I'm thinking, well, like maybe 2 years I got to go, oh man, I got to go down there. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I wouldn't go down there with your car. You know, it's like it holds so little appeal because having done that, going down to that street, and it was like a 3 o'clock Cubs game on a Saturday, and so that gets out. It's 6:30, 7 o'clock, and then people, and this is about 11 o'clock, and it was just, I mean, people vomiting in the streets, and I'm like, I don't need this. What do I need this for?
It does get a little.
That's what the 3:05 games will do to you. They start too early. Starting early. Start too soon.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. So let's talk baseball here for a second, because I guess the really important piece here is that it is right now. It's a metaphysical certitude that they're going to win the division, because even if they lose the next 18 and the Cardinals win the next 18 or whatever it is, there is going to be, it's still a one game playoff at that point. Right. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to win this thing, whether it's tonight or tomorrow or sometime over the weekend, but I just I wonder now, what does this mean? You got 2 weeks left in the season. What if you're Joe Maddon? What do you do?
Nothing. You go out and play the game. You just play the game. You know what's going to happen, and obviously the sooner the better. You get it over with, and you can kind of play around with the lineups and play around with getting a couple guys some rest if they need it, and healing up some injuries, and letting some of the younger guys come out there and compete and play down the stretch, and give some guys some days off, and then, you know, with a week to go, you start getting guys cranked back up and getting back into the starting nine and getting it going. So
about a week out. So you want a 1 week run up into the playoffs, you think?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't want to, especially if you give guys some time. If you give a few guys in the lineup, you know, a couple days off, they miss some at bats. You don't want to just throw them back in there the day before, and you want to give them some time to get, if anything did happen in those couple days off, and the time you got off a little bit, which doesn't happen, but it just gives those guys a little bit of time to get ready and work on whatever they need to work on going into the postseason.
Kerry, since spring training, their eyes have been set on one thing and one thing only. We all know what that is. Yesterday, Joe Maddon was asked if it's World Series or bust. He wouldn't verbally say yes or no. In your eyes, with the amount of talent on this team and the expectations we've put on them and they've put on themselves, is it World Series or bust?
Yeah, it's World Series. I don't think this team is. I don't think you use the word bust anymore. I think if it's not World Series, if it's not the conversation you're having every year, then we're doing something wrong. But because I think this team is built for many, many years to be able to compete for that World Series for the next 10 years. So I don't think it's a bust at all, whether we make it or not. But I think it's definitely World Series bound, but I don't think it's a bust if we don't get there and win it.
Yeah. Now, last year, obviously, was a disappointment because they played so well. Another statistic that is interesting, this is the first time that there have been back-to-back 92-plus win seasons, right, since 1908, 8 or something like that, or 13.
Right.
So
a long time.
Long time.
Another long streak.
And I think that was like
a
130 game right. schedule back then too. Right. So it's like a different, it's a different era of baseball. But now in the modern era, I mean, this now you're dealing with a team, as you're pointing out, Kerry, that is a perennial favorite. As you look ahead here, though, there's things that scare, I think, even the most hardened Cubs fans, and that would be, you know, the Mets, still kind of scary. Giants, kind of scary.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, like, this year, the big series tonight in San Francisco, it's the Cardinals, and there's a three-way grab for that wild card spot. So, obviously, San Fran can throw Cueto, Samardzija, and some arms at you in a short series, and I think, you know, New York obviously can do that with Syndergaard and DeGrom and you know, and even mix Bartolo into that threesome there. So the 5-game series is tough early on. It's one once you get past, you feel like you can settle into what you guys, you know, to what the team's capable of doing. But anything can happen in a 5-game series. But I definitely, you know, I think New York probably puts a little more fear into the hardened Cubs fans more than any of the other teams. But you know, St. Louis isn't quite as scary when you look at the 1-2 punch that New York can bring to the mound. In a short series.
Kerry, John Lester was supposed to start today. Montgomery was supposed to go yesterday. They flipped them, and if you look down the line and look at the schedule, it basically was Joe Maddon lining up John Lester for game one start in the NLDS. It's looking more and more likely he will start that game one. Now, game two is up for grabs. Right now, John Lackey is actually in line for game two. What would you do for game two? Would it be Hendricks, Arrieta, or Lackey?
Well, listen, I think it's a great problem to have. Joe's in a great spot. I mean, I think you can throw any of those guys out there. Obviously, we know what Kyle's done at home and the kind of year he's having. But, you know, I feel like, obviously, Lester's having his Cy Young year and potential Cy Young year. He's been
unbelievable. How many Cy Youngs can they give out this year? How do they do that?
Seriously. We might have two or three on our squad. So, I just don't think it can go wrong. But, obviously, you know, I think he's – They've been kicking around. I'm sure they've been doing the math and doing their research and due diligence on that number two game. So, but again, I don't think you can go wrong with it. And I like whoever's number two. I like the next two guys going on the road and being able to have success there as well. So, he's got a good problem to have.
Do you take the starters? Do you like Hamels? You keep those guys as middle inning relievers, or is it tough to make that transition from being a starter to a middle inning reliever, especially when the stakes are as high as they would be in the playoffs?
No, because I think if you're Hamel or whoever that fifth starter is, if they decide not to take on Rylan, I'm not even sure if they're gonna. And they might. I'm not sure what they're gonna do. But I think first of all, you need to stay sharp for the second round of the playoffs. So you would love to get out there and pitch, and even if the game is, you know, out of hand and you get into the game early we're way down or something early in one of the first couple games, you know, he's got a chance to get out there and get some work done and potentially save our bullpen. So there's obviously a need for those guys that are stretched out and can eat up some innings. You know, depending on who Joe wants to keep, I'm not sure he's taking three catchers or two and what the bullpen situation is going to be like. But obviously, you don't anticipate any issues in the first couple games. But again, in the postseason, you never know. And you get a starter knocked out in one of those first two games early in the game, then, you know, you start chewing up your bullpen. So it's nice to have a guy that can be stretched out like that.
Well, and to that point, Kerry, is it harder for them to take Jason Hamill, who's been a starter all season, and put him in the bullpen, or keep a guy like Mike Montgomery on the playoff roster who was in the bullpen? Now they've stretched him out to get these spot starts to turn it into a 6-man rotation. Would you even consider just taking Montgomery over Hamill because of the versatility Montgomery gives you?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, being left-handed helps. Yeah, I mean, being left-handed helps, right? I mean, but you've got Travis Wood down there, obviously. And, you know, again, you got to see what Joe wants. And again, that short series and that first round is obviously not going to be the same squad you're going to have for that second round. So they got a couple of decisions to make, but nothing crazy, nothing serious. I don't think anybody's going to have their feelings hurt. They're all in this to win it, and they all understand what their role is.
Just amazing. Hendricks had such an amazing year, too. It's like, whoever saw that game? I mean, everybody's talking about Lester and Arrieta, right? Mm-hmm. Or Arrieta, especially at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Arrieta. They might as well just engrave the Cy Young now, right? It was like in April, and they were like, yeah, give it to him. Let's not even think about it.
Totally.
And then, especially after, you know, no hit. What was mm-hmm. it? Two no-hitters within 17 games mm-hmm. or whatever it was. And then, you know, and Lester obviously is a guy that everybody's got really high hopes for. And then it's just got to be, what a great feeling it's got to be. Then the ace comes out as the guy on one of the best pitching staffs of all times. No one thought was going to be anything. It's really right. It's a very cool
deal. I mean, I think the people inside kind of saw Kyle's potential. Obviously, we all know what Lester can do, and Hamill got off to such a great start too. So these guys just started feeding off of each other. But you're right. I mean, I look at Scherzer's numbers. He's 16-7 with a almost a 2.8 or a 2.7. Lester's 16-4 with about the same ERA. So these guys are. We've got a chance for two or three of our starters to be fighting over the Cy Young this year, which is just unheard of.
That's crazy. All right. Well, I'm very excited. I will not be going to Wrigleyville tonight.
Will you be celebrating at home? Just dancing around your apartment?
I will be celebrating at home quietly with friends and family.
Quietly? You're not that old, bro. I mean,
That's what I will do. I'm going to have some clergy over, and we're going to have some tea, and maybe read some religious passages to each other, and then we'll...
Got a nice foot bath on the...
I'll do a foot bath, and then around 9
o'clock... I have
o'clock,
some peppermint for the foot bath if you need it.
And at 9 o'clock, I'll retire to my bed. That's what I will do. Listen, Carrie, no more a stud than Carrie Wood agrees with me on this, which is why does anybody want to be in the middle of that poop show at the corner of Clark and Addison?
I want to be there.
I'm still going, but I agree with you.
Well, you have to go. You're an ambassador. You're required.
Stop by for a peppermint foot bath at Rose House on the way
back.
Yeah,
if you'd like to. So, well, he's only got one good foot anyway right now, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
So I guess the question is, are you going to be in the locker room?
You know what? Probably not. If I do, it'll be during the game where I just sneak in and say hi to some guys. But it won't. I'm not going to be celebrating or doing any of that tonight. I'm going to take my little guy with me and hopefully let him witness the clinch game.
Now there's something. That's a reason to do it. Yeah, that's a reason to do it.
Right.
Bringing the child. That's important. Yeah. Right.
Teachers are going to love that tomorrow when he's sleeping through class.
Now Violetta is approximately. How old is your son? How old is he?
He's 10.
Violetta is probably 2 or 3 inches shorter than your son. So why don't you just bring her as well?
If you're going to the locker room, I'd love to attend.
Yeah, your 8-year-old daughter. Just take her, too.
You might not want to be there, actually, Violetta.
I just want to see the celebration room in full effect. Tonight.
Right.
That's a good point.
Well, they built this thing for a reason, and tonight's a good reason to have it. And remember how all the other teams were, you're not going to win now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing in an extra fog machine today.
Yep,
they need it.
Setting up the fire
ball.
Alarms again.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Carrie.
All right, guys.
Talk to you next week. Carrie Wood, the baseball editor of the Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis, right here on WGN.